I attended Woodlesford Primary School, and one year when I was, what would I be, about 10 or 11, we had to go to Rothwell Primary School, to do an examination. Some weeks later, when I went to school, I wasn't given the letter. I was told at school that 6 people had passed to go to the grammar school, of which I was one. I was just told that. It was a Monday. I didn't know it was a Monday because I went home at lunchtime and, of course, the washing was going on and the big da-da-da-da-da-da metal rollers and everything, and told my mum and my grandma that I passed the scholarship to go to grammar school. And they were, well, obviously they were very, very pleased because it meant I could go to grammar school and they didn't have to pay. So then, sometime in the summer holidays, my mum took me to Leeds, to Rawcliffe's, to get my uniform, a little black cap, you know, with a peak, and a blazer with a badge and some name tags to sew in my clothes and things like that, and a satchel. And I remember there was another boy on the bus. He must have passed. He was from Rothwell, and he got on the same bus, and he went to the grammar school. I was in the top class when I got there, and we started off doing French with Jock Porter. Our class teacher was a Miss Ruby Davis. She was the maths teacher. She was a bit of a boiler, really, but I couldn't say that then. Our English teacher was a Welshman, Taffy something or other. I fancy having an English teacher who was a Welshman. And then in the second year, Jock Porter started teaching us German as well, which I liked. I liked German a lot better than French.
Who in your year at Woodlesford then went with you to the grammar school?
Well, there was Jimmy Thorpe, of course. There was Peter Murphy. There was Betty Blackburn, Dennis Hopkinson, a couple of others. We all used to meet opposite the co-op for the bus. I think there were 6 went from Woodlesford, 2 or 3 from Alton, including Norman Buttrick.
Were there older children going to the grammar school at the same time and catching the same
bus? Yeah, well, some of them were a bit older. 3 of the ones of the 6 were a little bit older. And after the first year, they went straight to the third year.
Did all the children actually have to take the examination?
Yes, but we had to go to Rothwell Primary School to do it. And that was strange. I mean, with a lot of strange children that you didn't know doing these tests.
And were you prepared for the examination?
No. We didn't do any preparation. We were just sent, as we were.
And had your mum and dad and your granny, had they tried to prepare you for it? Were they conscious of the fact that you might go?
No way. We weren't. The family was not in that sort of thing. None of the families were. We had no preparation. Like now, they do preparation. They do, well, all kinds of things. We didn't even have reading books, did we? You know.
But you said that Ken had gone to the grammar school before you.
Ken, yeah.
Yeah, just explain that to me. That's a bit surprising that he was already at the grammar school when you passed.
He was already at the grammar school, but my parents had decided that they wanted him to go there and they were willing to pay whatever the price was. Even though it was a strain, they would pay, and he went.
What else can you remember about the teachers at the grammar school, and why do you think it was such a good school?
I think it was a good school because I enjoyed going there. I had a good time. I liked the teachers. I liked the pupils. I got on with everyone. I was mad keen on sport, and I played rugby every week. I played for every year group and the first team. I did athletics. I had the high jump record for many years, and sprinting, etc., cricket. But I liked playing tennis, and I played tennis with another young grammar school boy the year below me, called Donald Boys, who lived in Woodlesford, well, just across the border in Alton, and a couple of girls from the grammar school from Rothwell, and we played in Rothwell Park every week. I enjoyed that. But at the grammar school, I liked everything except woodwork, bugger the woodwork and the metalwork. I made a pipe rack once for my granddad, but I didn't enjoy it. We'd no wood. Wood was in short supply. I wasn't all that keen on science, actually. No, I was more a humanities person. History, geography, languages, that was my forte.
And what about the headmaster? Did he have any...
Mr. Manley, well, he never taught me, so I don't know, but he was very nice when I did have any dealings with him. He was always very, very pleasant and very nice. I have no grumbles. I think he was a good headmaster. He did a good job. But I never had any dealings at all with Miss Hartley. The deputy head in my time was a fellow called Cresswell. He was a maths teacher and he was a bit of a bugger. He was very, very strict. But the history teacher was Mr. Leach, Sucker Leach. The geography teacher was Mr. Metcalf. I didn't have a nickname for him. Who else? Daddy Booth rang the tuck shop, and Peter Murphy and I were his assistants in the tuck shop. That's why my teeth are so rotten, because the sweets in those days were just boiled sugar.
What was it about growing up in Woodlesford that you would like people to remember?
The first thing is that when I was a boy, we were free to go anywhere we wanted with no fear of interference or bother. We could go anywhere and our parents were not worried. We could go in Oulton or Rothwell or Fleet or Swillington or anywhere and no one worried about us and we weren't worried and we could go anywhere without fear. That's the main thing about being in Woodlesford. The other thing, of course, is if that's where you're born and that's where you're brought up, you know all the places, you know all the little side roads and shops and everything. Everyone was friendly. In those days, I don't know what they're like now, but in those days, you could talk to anyone, you could be with anyone, you could feel comfortable. There was no aggro. It was a very happy childhood. Even though the war was on, it was still a very happy childhood.